A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, April 8th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the indaba between President Robert Mugabe and the war veterans yesterday.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-11605 and 15775 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voaisndebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com.
You are the brave ones. I say well done to you. And thank God you're still alive. I'm sorry we have not had this opportunity before, nor have we had the facilities with which to thank you sufficiently. But as I said, we have tried now to have a ministerial facility which can, on a regular basis, tell us what should be done, and done quickly. And we shall try to the best of our ability to do those things that should be done in order for the rest of our lives to be a little happier than they have been. Just a little happier.
Our remarks are there by President Robert Mugabe yesterday at the Harare City Sports Center, addressing war veterans. And once again, thanks for joining us. And you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the meeting between Mr. Mugabe and war veterans.
And of course, addressing thousands of war veterans in the capital in Harare yesterday, the president, who is also the war veterans patron, said the war veterans in Daba will now become an annual event in which the country's liberators meet to deliberate on issues regarding their welfare and other issues.
But some Zimbabweans are bitter that the war veterans did not take the opportunity that they were given to tell Mr. Mugabe that all is not well. The country is facing a severe food shortage, with an estimated 5 million Zimbabweans in need of food assistance. Although there is an El Nino phenomenon that is causing a drought in most parts of Africa, particularly in Southern Africa, where more than 30 million people are food insecure. Many Zimbabweans are saying government has not put in places to mitigate against hunger. They are pointing to issues such as irrigation. And unemployment in Zimbabwe is hovering around 90%. Many people are unemployed, and the economic situation is headed south. These are some of the issues that some people are saying they should have been raised by the war veterans. And there's also concern that at 92, Mr. Mugabe cannot continue. But of course, the war veterans are saying the meeting went on quite well. And most of them were saying that they are happy with President Robert Mugabe remaining at the helm.
And this is what President Robert Mugabe said, quote, "I'm there at the mercy of the people. If the people say go, I go. The party, I go. But if the people say we still want you, I stay. Let's get organized. Let us not bother ourselves with succession and things like that." End quote. So if you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, good job of it.
Honguka hama wadiwa nasi tirauti tingeti chitaura maonere enyu pamusangano wakaitwa nemutungamiri wenyika va Robert Mugabe nezuro vachivimbisa iwo kuti vachazadzikisa zvido zvevakarwa hondo yerisununguko. Tinoziva kuti munyika dzakawanda muno muAmerica Gibbs vanokoshesa zvikuru vanhu vakarwa hondo yerisununguko. Pane zvimwe zvirongwa zvinoitwa kuedza kuvabatsira, asi nyaya iri kunetsa muZimbabwe ndeyekuti upfumi hauna kumira zvakanaka, uye kuti chii chiri kupa kuti patore makore makumi matatu nematanhatu, 36 years, kuti nyaya dzevanhu vakarwa hondo vakabata basa guru dzinzi dzingadai dzichigadziriswa. Taona vaMugabe vakatanga nekuti vanokumbira ruregerero kuti panga pasina misangano yakadai yanga ichiitwa kuti vange vachitaurana nevanhu. Ndo zvimwe zvatoda kuti tinge tichitaura nezvazvo nasi, Gibbs.
Yes, zvilege for the first time mnumzano uMugabe siti uyaxolisa. He said, I apologize. I've never heard him saying that kind of thing. So izoloke ukhulumile wathi hayi maho veterans ngiyaxolisa ukuthi asake sihlangane senze umhlangano onje. Ngakho ke besithi sokahlala kusenziwa ke umhlangano yonke iminyaka ukuthi ahlangane lamaho veterans. Lokhu kwenziwa almost 36 years after independence. Amaho veterans nxa sikhangela ke abalwela inkululeko yeZimbabwe bangani bazondile sibili ukuthi imali abayitholayo ngenyanga incane. Kuzobuya ke sebefuna lokuthi baphiwe isikhundla kuhulumende, but isikhundla esikhona kwamanje zilutshwane. Kuzobuya ke kuZanu PF ngokwayo, but okumele abe ngu-political commissioner, commissar kuZanu PF umuntu wayeleyo veteran. Siyakwazi isikhundla leso kade sibanjwe ngumnumzana uKasukwere. Usevia Kasukwere ke siyakwazi ukuthi azanga empini. Yes, siyakwazi ukuthi kulokubangisana kwezikhundla phakathi khona ngale kuZanu PF. Ngakho abanye bafuna ukuthi nxa umongameli ngaphuma omnyangene khonapho. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ke Zulu ukuthi kambe lithini ngodaba lolu. Lisifonele sixoxeni, khulumani sizwe kunjalo fowenu.
Yes, I think we have our first guest, Mrs. Margaret Dongo, a war veteran in her own right. Mrs. Dongo, good evening.
Maniru akanaka.
Maniru. Mai Dongo, muri kuona sei musangano uyu? Muri kuona here paine chinobuda pane zvisungo zvakabuda nevakarwa hondo?
Musangano usina pundutso. Ndinoziva kuti ini ndinonzwa kuvanyarira varwi verusununguko nekuti ndiri umwe munhu werusununguko. Asi ndinozovaregerera pamusana pekuti ndakaona kuti musangano wanga uri musangano weZanu PF. Wanga usiri musangano wanga uchikoka maho veterans ese. Wanga uri musangano wanga uchikoka maho veterans iwo anova banduko reZanu PF. Tinoziva kuti macomrades maho veterans taane pfungwa dzakasiyana siyana. Takaona zvakasiyana siyana panguva yese yapera iyi. Naizvozvo taa vamwe vanhu vasiyanawo vaakudawo shanduko. Saka ava nemaonero angu nehurukuro dzadzirimo dzadziri hurukuro dzatinonzwa zuva nezuva kana pachinge paine misangano yeZanu PF. Uyezve chinongondirwadza ndechekuti vaMugabe nanhasi vachiri kutamba nepfungwa dzevanhu. Ivo varwere usununguko vangaitwe fanika vana vadiki zvakadaro takatarisa. Vanhu vanotaura inini ndakaenda pavanga vakachiakreditwa. Neniwo ndaida kuakreditwa nekuti ndaida kuzvionera ndikarambidzwa. Vakaita zvakanaka nekuti vaitoziva kuti uyu haana pfungwa dzeZanu PF asi Zanu PF. Vangabvume here kuti vanoenda ku10,000 voenda zvavo kumathematic committees, voita mathematic committees avo vanhu vanokwana 10,000 vobuda nezvinhu zvavakabuda nazvo izvozvo, pane chii chitsva? Uyezve votonyadziswa navaMugabe kutaurirwa kunzi imimi muri kuti muri kuda 20% yemamind. Ko muri kuadirei imi muri 20% chete makarwira? Torai 100%. Iwo hauna kana piki yekurima pamunda pauinda pauri ipapapo. Wakunzinda unotora mugodhi. Mugodhi wokuti iwo bhutsi yako yapera iri. Iwo wotadza kufunga kuti baba vari kuda kuti tishanduke here upenyu hwedu, kana kuti zviya zvekuti vanongoda kuyuza kuseenzesa varwerusununguko sezvikorobho. wondwa vanhu vachigutsurira zvakare mumusoro vachitaurwa kunzi nyika ndeyenyu. Nyika ndeyenyu 35 years dzapera dzese. Gore re2016 kwakuzosanganwa nemi kubvunzwa zvichemo, kwakusanganwa nemi kunzi mutaurirwe ideology. Ideology yamakabva nayo yesocialism yacho yakaenda kupi? Ko inde havasina kubvunza kuti ideology yedu yakazorasikira kupi? Uyezve makore atiri kutaura iye zvino ne90% yamataura unemployment nepoverty yava munhu, kuti ideology haisiriyo inodyiwa nevanhu. Saka naizvozvo ndiri kuti musangano uyu unonyadzisa. Inini ndakautarisa patv ndakaona inini vamwe vanhu vanga varimo avanga vasiri mawar veterans. Ende naizvozvo chinhu chinondifadza ndechekuti vamugabe kazhinji havambotadza kupotsa murume. Vakabva vatenda umomugiraundi mavanga vari kuti maita henyu mayuthi vauya muri pano. Mayuthi inini ndakaenda ndine makore 15 ekubarwa, iye zvinezvi ndaane 56 years. Saka yuthi yavari kutenda yanga iri mugiraundi ndeipi? Hatisina kurara kusvika pakadaro. Saka pakaitika chitsotsi chekuti vakablenda macomrades nemanani war veterans kuitira kuti ava vane gwara ravo vozopusha gwara ravo rekupururudza nekuombera. Zvinorwadza, zvinorwadza nekuti vabereki kana vachiona ivo vari pamberi pedu vanofunga kuti pfungwa dzaiswa dzese ndedzemawar veterans. Aiwa, mavo veterans ivo 36 dzavo vari kuti kwasara 34,000. Kana vakatora 10,000 vaka ndokunga vakatora 10,000 nekuti ndofunga yanga vanga vari half half nevanhu vezanopf kuitira kuti vavhare kusvikuku vanhu vanonga vachazvinge vachitaura pfungwa dzavo. Kana vasara ivowo 34,000, inini maonero angu kana vachifunga kuti vachagara vachivaita manapkin kana kuti mapamba, zvaakutopera nekuti 34,000 is a 0.01% ye14 million yemazimbabwens. Saka mazimbabwens zvaakwavari kuti vatarise kuti izvi zviri kukurukurwa umu ndizvo zviri kutinetsa here. Chandaa ndakatarisira kubva kuvarwi verusununguko ndechekuti chekutanga ndechekuti vatarisane nemagariro avo neupenyu hwavo. Kuti iye zvine izvi ndaifunga kuti vachataura kuti tipeiwo tiseiwo pamedical aid, ndo chekutanga. Chechipiri, tiiteiwo kuti zvikoro zvedu tidzokere kuya kwataibhadharirwa vana vezvikoro, nekuti nguva yatave inei haasi comrade chewar veteran chete ari kutambudzika, tese tiri kutambudzika. Vabereki vavakarwira vari kutambudzika. Saka zvinhu zvavaifanirwa kunga vachitaura umomo zvazvichifanirwa kunga zvichibata nepovho yavakarwira, kuti vataridze kuti vari kuisa bumbiro rechirwiro chavo kuvanhu.
Maidongo, regai timbokubatei muromo, ramba henyu muri parunare. Gibbs, unenge une muteereri unani?
I've got Mr. Opet Dube, who is in Zimbabwe. Mr. Dube, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing? Are you a war veteran or you are just like me?
No, I'm a war veteran.
Okay, so what was your, liberator's name? Do you still remember it?
Sorry, sir.
What was your name during the liberation struggle? Your nickname or something like that?
I was Moses Kumalo.
Aha. So can we use Moses Kumalo or can we say Mr. Obed Dube?
You can use any.
Okay, so let's go back to the bush now. Mr. Moses
Thank
Kumalo,
you.
So tell us, what do you think about the meeting that was held by the president and the war veterans?
The meeting was actually, to me, it looked like it's something.
If your radio is on, Moses Kumalo, Can you lower your volume?
Okay, can you hold?
Okay, hold it.
A little bit.
Okay.
All right, I think it's okay now.
Go ahead, sir.
According to how I looked at it when it happened yesterday, we thought we will hear the things that are new to us, but of course we heard the things that we have heard before. And it's not surprising me to find myself in a situation or in a position of need.
Mm-hmm.
Because this country is in a bad shape.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I say bad shape, I'm saying because the country is under sanctions.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that have imposed the sanctions are the British and the Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And you ask yourself, how many liberation countries around the world that are in this kind of dilemma?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing people talking about the war veteran, the bad and the good about the war veteran. But when we went to war, we made sacrifices to liberate the country.
Mm-hmm.
We put our lives before the barrel of the enemy to redeem our people.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that we were fighting against were British, the Americans, and other countries that had interest in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
The reason now that our country is in this kind of situation is because of the sanctions. People should understand that the sanctions are the critical point or are the things that have caused this country to be in this state. We don't have factories today because factories were ran by the British and the Americans because they were the colonizers of this country. Now, they were pushed out, not in a friendly way, but they were pushed out vigorously, and they are not happy. And they want us to return the country back to them, which is wrong.
But the bottom line here, you know, when we look at this issue, Mr. Khumalo, it seems as if, you know, war veterans yesterday, people expected them to press the president to say, okay, you have done whatever you are supposed to do. Can you give the other person the baton stick, you know? And they didn't do that. Why did they not press him to do that? Briefly?
There could be many reasons why they didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we look at the things around, there are too many people that are power hungry. They want to rule the country, which is what we need. But their ideologies are to take the country back to the colonizers, which is not we are not friendly with.
Mm, so
and this has resulted in the president staying this much. But he hasn't stayed long because around the world we have presidents, leaders that have ruled for more than 50 years.
Okay, let's do this. Let's do this, Mr. Khumalo. Mr. Khumalo, I'll hold you there. Just hold there for some few minutes. Don't go away. We are going to continue with you until the end of this program. Just hold there.
Thank you.
Tine mwe mutereri va gara vari ku South Africa makadi.
Hai, ndi right mukuru wangu.
Tipe pfungwa dzechi tinzwa.
Man, WhatsApp yapinda iyi musoro we na we live talk ndainzwa ndatese ndione mumwe pa Facebook, pa WhatsApp. So anakwasa kuti ndinzwe zvakanaka ndangonzwa kuti chi.
Tirikutaura ne
ngabe vari kuita vari kurwa na vakarwa hondo.
Aiwa, pane musangano wakaitwa navamugabe nevakarwa hondo vachiti vari da kuzotarisa zvichemo zvevanhu vakarwa hondo, asi vamwe vari kutiwo vakarwa hondo vanofanirawo kuti dai vakaudza vamugabe chokwadi kuti nyika yaenda kumawerei.
Zvinhu zvakanaka chaizvo, vamugabe vanoudza kuti nyika iende kumawere. Asi kuti vamugabe hapana chavanombozotenda, vanongotenda kana ipapo vari pamusangano ipapo, kana vati vamusangano ipapo zvapera.
Vamwe vatinavo vakumano pano vari kuti chiri kukonzera kuti zvinhu zviite manyama amire nerongo inyaya yekuti nyika yakatemerwa zvirango nevekunze. Munowirirana nawe?
Kutemerwa zvirango, vangatemerwa zvirango pasina zvavakaita. Zvirango zvakatemerwa nepamusana pokuti pane zvavakaita zvakawandisisa, pane mhosva dzimwe dzakawandisisa.
Saka muri kuti nyaya dzekutyora kwekodzero dzevanhu ndo dzakaita kuti paite zviripo izvi? Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vagarawa nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Alright.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs, interesting discussion we have got. You heard from our caller Garawa in South Africa. He's saying, no, the reason why those sanctions were imposed is because of human rights abuses. They cannot be just plucked from the air and imposed on Zimbabwe.
Now, let's get back to Mrs. Dongo. Mrs. Dongo, I think you heard what Mr. Kumalo was saying. You know, you are saying, you know, there are sanctions, there are all these kind of problems that Zimbabwe is having because of the Americans, the British, and all those kind of things. Do you agree with that?
Have a look. That's a lame excuse. The sanctions are there for a reason. Everyone knows what happened in 2008. Everyone knows what happened in year 2000. And I think there was a reason for that. And everyone else accepted that. Even if you ask the ZANU-PF people today, on the other hand, they do accept that there are certain things that went wrong. People were being murdered. It's true. People were being tortured. It's true. People were being, a lot was happening. So anyway, what we need to do is just to improve our human rights. That's all. If we improve our human rights, just like any other country, the sanctions will be removed. But have a look, they are the same people who called for certain sanctions during Smith regime in order for us to be able to liberate our country. And now sanctions have been caused to them because of their abuse. So what is the difference? Anyway, to respond to some of the questions, the answers that I've heard there, I'm saying my argument is 35 years after independence, you are still giving a blame to colonizers. We have well left Zimbabwe a long time ago. That's 35 years. And you ask yourself, give us an inventory, what you have been doing from 1980 to date, do you still claim that it's because of the colonizer? Apart from the colonizer, okay, let's talk about the corruption that is here. Is it because of the colonizer? Let's talk about the abuse of the system. Is it because of the colonizer? You can't blame on colonizer. While in 1980, the same president called for reconciliation. He is the same person who called for reconciliation. And you're asking to say, okay, was he genuine when he called for reconciliation? It was to reconcile with who? Isn't it that he always speaks about Ian Smith, who he has reconciled with first, and he has allowed him to run his two farms until he died, and they've just taken one of it? That's the reconciliation he was talking about. But when he is in front of the people, he will judge their minds and speak the language that they want to hear. Everyone knows the problems that we have in this country. So for me, blaming the colonizers today, we are now colonizing each other here in Zimbabwe.
Let's stop there for a while. Yes.
Let's just briefly bring in Mr. Khumalo before we take one or two callers. Mr. Khumalo, there is the issue of corruption that Mr. Mugabe himself admitted that he said the 15 billion was looted. No one was arrested. Is that not a problem? Is this why the economy is headed south?
That's a very big problem. But let's look at the facts of the matter. Corruption concerning the 15 billion is not 35 years ago. It's a scandal that people started later, as much as any other country, we find lots of scandalous people. Now, we're hearing in the news that there are millions of people that have hid their money in Panama. Are we together there? Right. So that is corruption. Corruption is a people that ignore the interest of a country or of a people and look at their personal needs. So when we talk about corruption, we should explore and find what are the reasons. A corruption in Zimbabwe did not bring the sanctions.
No, we said if you blame...
were different.
Mr. Khumalo, we said if you blame the economic meltdown on sanctions, we are asking you a question, for example, that many are saying that there's a lot. You know, I talked to some war veterans today, and they were saying that they are not happy. You know, if they look at Mr. Mugabe's ministers, the majority of them, they have houses, 16-bedroomed houses. They are saying as war veterans, they don't understand how they got so rich quickly. These are war veterans.
That is very true. That is very true. The people that go into power, as I pointed out a little earlier, that they are power hungry. They only need to get to an office where they can abuse the power of that office. But that's the main reason why things are in this manner. Otherwise, if we are sincere and honest, we should think about our neighbors, and by doing so, we will eliminate corruption. But at this point, like the president is one person at the top. He is never told with the people around him the truth. They will tell him things that are not on the ground. Up until a certain period, when certain people rise up, then they are able to say to him, this is A, B, C, D happening on the ground.
Mr. Khumalo, please, Mr. Khumalo,
he realizes.
Mr. Khumalo, we just want to take a brief break, but we'll be back with you. Please do stay on the line. And also, Mrs. Dongo, our caller, Bob Dube, Bob Rambai Muriparunare.
And Mr. James Moyo, stay on the line in Botswana.
For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voizimbabwe.com and press on live talk. We also posted this discussion on our Facebook page. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube saying stay tuned.